local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
A happy 4th of July, happy Independence Day to one and all. It is a 4th of July edition of Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, and dependable. Joe and Austin are hanging out with you for the next 2 hours and 47 minutes, getting you caught up on what's happening today. Spoiler alert, it's not much.
Right.
It's not much.
That's a fair assumption.
This is going to be a bit more of an open-ended show today. Each hour, where we'll take some time to jibber-jabber, to talk about some 4th of July traditions, what are some of our favorite patriotic songs, movies that we like around this time of the calendar. And, of course, we are all bumper music is of the patriotic variety and theme today.
Right.
So if you would like a certain song played, no Christmas, please. Austin does that just fine on his own.
That's a different holiday.
You can, well, not even a holiday. That's just any day he feels like it.
It is Christmas in July. That is true.
You can text that in 850-437-1620. We'll play those patriotic songs. I have a few requests that I will make over the course of the next 2 hours and 46 minutes. As well here. But yes, a bit of a different show today. We'll certainly banter a lot more. Who knows where and when this journey may take us today? Because if we follow like the full rundown, we're probably done at about 4:43.
Really?
It's just not much going on. It's July 4th. Everybody's being on their best behavior today. of course, we do have some headlines, you know, in each of the categories that we hit. Each hour, but yes, it's definitely a much more abbreviated version today. Hope you are staying safe. Hope you're having fun with friends and family. Austin, I know that you will be manning the switchboard and taking care of things here, but we do have, of course, the simulcast tonight. If you are looking for somewhere to go, the fireworks downtown Pensacola and then out of Pensacola Beach. And bring a radio, because what we like to do around here is to sync up the fireworks show with music. And
right.
So as our esteemed sir colleague Brent Lane says, that when the song sings Rockets Red Glare, you will see red rockets glaring. And so that's a lot of fun. So bring a radio. You can tune in to Cat Country 98.7. I believe we're simulcasting it as well on News Radio, are we not?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So either one, but yes, it should sync up quite nicely with no delay, so you can enjoy the music with the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra. That starts at 7:30, and then fireworks are starting just after 9. So we've got a full list of fireworks shows. You can go to our Facebook page. Channel 3 has the link up for all of the fireworks shows, whether you're in Milton, Navarre, Pensacola, Pensacola Beach, or just your neighborhood. I hope you have a safe and good 4th of July weekend here. We'll get started with our full rundown after today's history of the Blue Angels.
Thank you very much. Well, first of all, yeah, traffic and weather, and then history of the Blues, right? This traffic and weather update is brought to you by National Hot Tub Expo. Spectacular savings at the 4th of July Hot Tub and Swim Spa Expo at the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds, Thursday through Sunday. You can find out more about that at floridahottubexpo.com. Let's see, looking at the roads here, there doesn't appear to be too much going on. You know, pretty standard for holiday traffic. We do have some backups if you are trying to get onto Pensacola Beach. That should not surprise you either. But outside of that, there doesn't appear to be too much going on the roads here. As for the weather, it's quite cloudy, at least in some spots. It was decently sunny here, but it looks like we've got some doom and gloom in the sky in some spots. But it's about 90 degrees, feeling like high 90s in Pensacola. Of course, with that, there comes a heat advisory. And it's going to be a low of 79 this evening with a 30% chance of storms going into tonight. That's your traffic weather together, and here's your history of the Blue Angels.
Since 1946, the Blue Angels had been known as the Navy Flight Demonstration Team, But in December of 1973, an organizational change was made, and the Blue Angels were commissioned as the Navy Flight Demonstration Squadron. And while that may seem to be just a matter of semantics, its structure within the Navy is significant. The status and organizational importance is much greater as a squadron. And as a squadron, they have their own true commanding officer. While as a team, though they had a flight leader, they were under the command of the CO of NAS Pensacola. As a squadron, they would also have more support personnel assigned to them. Additionally, with the classification as a squadron, the maintenance crew's total responsibility was to maintain the Blue Angels planes. Under a team classification, the maintenance personnel could have been pulled at any time to other duties, which could have adversely affected the readiness of the team. As a squadron, they would have more authority and control over their activities. And the first commanding officer of the new squadron was Commander Tony Less. Another change made at the same time was the transition into new aircraft. While the F-4 Phantom was a spectacular jet, it was very expensive to maintain and fly. Its two engines guzzled fuel, and that was not a good trait in the midst of the 1973 energy crisis. So the Blue Angels switched to a slightly smaller single-engine aircraft, the McDonnell Douglas A-4 Skyhawk II. Though smaller than the Phantom, the impressive maneuverability, rate of climb, and shorter turning radius proved to be exceptional qualities for their role as demonstration aircraft. These A-4s also required far less maintenance than the Phantoms, which allowed the Blue Angels officers and crew to spend more time helping young people interested in careers in the Navy. Recruiting was one of the primary missions given for organizing the team into a squadron. The first public performance in the new Skyhawks was on May 18th at Offutt Air Force Base in Omaha, Nebraska. Among the pilots in the 1974 season was a 29-year-old captain in the Marine Corps. He flew the number 4 slot position, and his name was John Fogg. Who'd have predicted that 20 years later, he would be selected as mayor of Pensacola? I'll be back with more after this.
Be the one
who changed a kid's life. Learn about teens, siblings, and special needs children awaiting adoption.
Families First Network is the connection between children who wait in foster care and families who adopt.
As the trusted partner for adoptions in Northwest Florida, Families First Network connects adoptive families with training and support through the entire process.
Begin your journey by signing up for a free Zoom information session at familiesfirstnetwork.org.
That's familiesfirstnetwork.org.
The Blue Angels are known for their breathtaking aerial performances, not for saving lives. But that's just what they did. Find out how in the next chapter of News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
On September 11th, 2001, an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talk quite a bit about it being the 4th of July, Independence Day, which meant, of course, sharing Terry from the fireworks warning. Also talking with Mike Wood about fireworks safety and the 4th of July, but also reading the Declaration of Independence and the famous speech, Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death, by Patrick Henry, and talking about what makes America so great. Our frivolous topic literally was what makes America so great. So you can listen to all of those discussions or hear those speeches read at newsradio923.com on the podcast page.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
My daddy served in the Army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack.
First baseman Lou Gehrig hung up an amazing mark by playing in 2,130 consecutive games. Then a fatal disease attacked baseball's Iron Man. In Yankee Stadium, touched to tears by the tribute, Gehrig made his last public appearance.
For the past 2 weeks, you've been reading about a bad brag. Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth. When you look around, wouldn't you consider it a privilege to associate yourself with such a fine-looking man as a standing in uniform in this ballpark today?
July 4th, 1939.
Wow.
The Lou Gehrig speech there, of course, ALS. The Iron Horse. Have you ever seen, like, pictures of Lou Gehrig?
Yes, I have.
I mean, you talk about an athlete and a guy that, I mean, just the nickname, like, Iron Horse.
That's pretty cool.
And for him to just so suddenly lose the ability because of ALS and then lose his life shortly after. But, yeah, that was July 4th, 1939. One of the... as we're obviously talking about July 4th, patriotism, and just all that we love about this holiday, one of the movies that I like watching on July 4th is Pride of the Yankees, which is about Lou Gehrig, featuring Gary Cooper. But certainly baseball, Lou Gehrig, of course, giving that speech on July 4th. That is certainly a historic moment on this day.
Oh, no, for sure.
425 here. Anything on the roads that we need to be aware of?
Well, the first thing is this traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day, and you can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. As far as what's going on the roads here, I didn't see anything in our last update other than some backups developing. If you're trying to get onto Pensacola Beach, that should be no surprise.
Yeah.
And it looks like we may have a little bit of the same if you're trying to get off of Navarre Beach. So other than beach traffic, no, there doesn't appear to be too much.
Yeah, that's par for the course. And looking at our weather forecast, we are about 20% chance of a thunderstorm tonight during the overnight hours, but you know, should be pretty nice. Hot tomorrow, 92 for the forecasted high, with a mix of sun and clouds, around a 60% chance of thunderstorms on Friday. Top three stories today. President Biden's upcoming interview with ABC will air Friday. It'll be shown in its entirety at 7 o'clock Central Time.
Had a bad night. And the fact of the matter is that, it was, I screwed up. I made a mistake. That's 90 minutes on stage. Look at what I've done in 3.5 years.
He gave an interview on a Milwaukee radio station yesterday. The host, Earl Ingram, says he did not get the impression that Biden is ready to throw in the towel and give up the Democratic nomination. Also, Hurricane Beryl weakened to a Cat 2 storm. The NHC says the storm has winds of 110 miles an hour as it moves towards the Yucatan Peninsula. It's expected to make landfall there tomorrow, then moving over the southwestern Gulf and then shifting northwestward on Saturday. Last check, it was expected to briefly regain hurricane strength before making landfall again as a tropical storm. And then in California, fast-moving wildfire forcing thousands to evacuate. Authorities say the Thompson Fire started Tuesday and has since burned nearly 3,600 acres of forest near the town of Oroville. Around the state of Florida, a new national poll shows a split among Democratic voters on whether the president should remain in the race. FAU survey showed nearly half, 45%, think Biden should be replaced with another Democrat, with 40% supporting Biden as the nominee.
And a federal health care rule will not take effect in Florida, at least for now. A Tampa-based U.S. district judge approved a preliminary injunction yesterday that will prevent the policy, which was set to be applied tomorrow, from impacting the state. The rule was designed to help implement a law that prevents discrimination based on sex in federally funded health care programs. Florida filed a lawsuit against the order shortly after it was finalized earlier this year, saying that it would threaten state funding.
A Florida woman is celebrating a legal win against Publix. A jury awarded Heidi Jordan $4 million after she filed a negligence lawsuit in connection to her visit to a shop in Lake County years ago, nearly 4 years ago. Jordan claims she slipped on water in the produce section while at the store in 2020, causing her to suffer major injuries. Morgan and Morgan say their client had to go through years of physical therapy and medical treatments. Publix admitted to negligence before the trial started, but they ultimately challenged the validity of the injuries.
And the personal health information of scores of Floridians may be in the hands of hackers. According to the Tampa Bay Times, a notorious ransomware group called the Ransom Hub claims it breached the Florida Department of Health, gaining access to a large amount of sensitive data. The group said in a dark web post it will release 100 gigabytes of department data unless it is paid an undisclosed amount of money by Friday. It's unclear what information the group may possess, but a health department spokesman confirmed that the department experienced a potential cyber incident.
Closing arguments start Monday in the Bob Menendez corruption trial. He did not take the witness stand in his own defense. He projected confidence outside of the courtroom yesterday, where the trial's been going on now for 2 months. He told reporters that from his perspective, the government has failed to prove every aspect of its case.
And Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer being asked by the president of the State Corrections Organization Union to send in the National Guard to help them run the prisons. Brian Osborne says officers are forced to work mandatory 16-hour overtime shifts in understaffed positions and writes that none of your other state employees are being subjected to these conditions. Osborne says prisons are very dangerous for the workers and they need immediate help.
Fentanyl education is going to be taught in California schools. A new state law signed this week requires school districts and charter and private schools to offer a course about fentanyl. Assemblymember David Alvarez introduced the bill.
And young people need to be aware that just because they think that some substance that they might be taking, maybe an alternative drug that's not labeled as fentanyl, doesn't mean it doesn't have it.
The course is set to be implemented for the 2026-2027 school year. 4:30 right now, we'll take a brief break, look at what's happening around sports, pop culture, entertainment, more 4th of July fun topics as well. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Tom Graham. Hurricane Beryl continues to rip through the Caribbean. The monster storm recently hit Jamaica with a glancing blow, ripping off roofs, knocking off power. Michael Brennan with the National Hurricane Center in Miami says it's now targeting the Mexican coast.
Dangerous hurricane, maximum sustained winds of around 110 miles per hour, moving quickly still west-northwestward at about 18 miles per hour across the northwestern Caribbean Sea.
At least 10 deaths blamed on Beryl. President Biden speaking with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today.
The Prime Minister told the president he plans to send a delegation to continue negotiations for the release of hostages currently being held by the terror group Hamas. Netanyahu also said Israel is committed to ending the war in Gaza, quote, only after all of its goals have been achieved.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz in Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. A big announcement this week coming from the Federal Trade Commission that has voted unanimously to block mattress manufacturer Tempur Sealy's $4 billion proposed acquisition of Mattress Firm over competition concerns in the sector. The FTC issuing an administrative complaint and allowed a lawsuit in federal court alleging that Tempur Sealy, as the world's biggest supplier and manufacturer of mattresses, will have the ability and incentive to suppress competition and raise prices for mattresses for millions of consumers. If you need a break with the summer heat, a major sportswear company is providing the assist. Nike is partnering up with Hyper Ice for new boots designed to massage and support athletes' feet and bodies while being worn. The shoes offer heat and dynamic air compression, providing both warmth and targeted pressure to aid in recovery. The markets are closed today for July 4th and will reopen tomorrow. That's Your Money Now.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
This is Mark Melusis with a Sports Minute, sponsored by Napa Silent Guard Brakes. As Bronny James was introduced by the Los Angeles Lakers, there will be a spotlight, but he will be given time to develop. For LeBron, he did what every good parent would do, use his vast influence to put his son in the best possible position to be successful. We will find out soon enough if indeed the son of LeBron James is capable of playing in the best basketball league in the world. I'm Mark Melusis.
Looking for a way to elevate your engine's performance? Start with Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. It provides faster oil flow for hot and cold temperature protection in the harshest driving conditions. Regular use can help your engine run cleaner and longer by defending against sludge and buildup, improving overall engine performance and fuel efficiency while increasing the time between oil changes. Make the switch without slowing down. Feed your ride Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
Hi, I'm Kamiko, the founder of Miko's Hot Chicken. When we started our family restaurant, we were also raising a family. But let me tell you, it wasn't easy. Our Chase Inc. car was there to reward us on all of our business needs. Now we have a thriving location, and we're hungry for more.
With the Chase Inc. Business Unlimited card, you can earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owners compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, and member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Hello, friends. This is retired Santa Rosa County Sheriff Wendell Hall. The clerk of court has a major responsibility to the citizens of our county. They are responsible for thousands of public records, which include court, financial, and treasure. I'm supporting Jason English for clerk of court. Jason has 8 years at the clerk's office as general counsel and chief deputy. He's a good, honest man that will serve us well. Please vote Jason English on August 20th. Thank you.
I'm Jason English, Republican for Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller, and I approve this message.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Majesties above the fruited plain. But now wait a minute, I'm talking about America, sweet America. You know, God done shed his grace.
Austin,
on me.
I don't know about you. can let this go.
Yeah, I'm going to let it go. Just I'm putting it down a little bit lower so we can talk.
Yeah. To me, there is nothing that, to me, says July 4th more than this song in the backdrop of the Sandlot night game, where Ham Porter is running down the street, grabbing the hot dogs on the way to the game. Benny goes to get what's his face Smalls, and then the towering blast hit by Benny, and everybody's just looking up at the fireworks. Peak cinema right there.
You know, you mentioning just baseball in general, while we're about to get into our sports segment, that kind of what kind of rubs me the wrong way is that, of course, when we do the sports segment, I look at like MLB games that are on today for local representation and all that.
Sure.
Basketball season's over, hockey season's over. It's the 4th of July. There's not a single nationally televised game in baseball.
Yeah.
That rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah.
America's pastime for what? Are you kidding me? That ain't right.
It no longer is.
No, it's not.
It's definitely not. But no, you're right. That is a that Major League Baseball has done a horrible job of marketing. You know, it's all about the regional sports networks, right?
Right. Because
that's where the TVs are, or the teams are getting their money. But yeah, no, this should be kind of how, for a long time, the NBA owned Christmas, up until the NFL all of a sudden said, hey, no, you know what? We'll take Christmas, thank you. And then you've had college football with New Year's.
Right.
The Major League Baseball should absolutely own Memorial Day and 4th of July. It should be, you know, and of course, you know, Labor Day, you know, college football has kind of taken that over. But you've got opening day in April, May, you've got Memorial Day and July 4th. Major League Baseball should absolutely, I'm talking like start 11 o'clock. You have a game at 11, and then you go quadruple header all the way through ESPN, TBS, whoever. So, yeah, that's astute observation and an unfortunate one there.
Yes, for sure. Before we get into the meat of our sports segment, another quick check of the roads and weather here. And when I say quick, I mean it. All we've really been dealing with this hour is some traffic trying to get on and off of the Pensacola and Navarre beaches. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up at this time.
Yeah, and how about I do this? How about I actually pull up the weather forecast?
That would be recommended, yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, Channel 3 short-staffed, and it's the 4th, so I got to do it myself. overcast, 89 degrees right now. We're get down to around 78 tonight. 30% chance of thunderstorms. High of 92 on Friday. Heat advisory again tomorrow. 70% chance of thunderstorms throughout the day on Friday. But, of course, the typical summer weather pattern continues here in the Florida Panhandle.
Yes, unfortunately. Getting into some sports headlines here, as far as just some of the local teams that we do have in the MLB, we got the Marlins. They already played the Red Sox, and it was one heck of a game. It could have been televised. It went to the 12th inning. The Marlins unfortunately lost 6-5, but nonetheless a heck of a game there. And we also got the Braves versus Giants at 6:20. I'm sure we'll give a score update on that in hour three. And then Rays at Royals will be at 7:10. Once again, not nationally televised, but I'm sure
there's
a lot
of fans
around
here. Cubs won today.
Yes, and so did my Guardians.
I would like to offer you a tip of the cap to the Guardians, because they are like the best team in baseball, which nobody saw that coming.
No one did. That's the thing. It's really weird. I looked into this before we went live. The Central Divisions last season in both the AL and NL stunk last year. The Guardians are now second place in the AL, half a game behind the Orioles. And then you've got, who is it? The Twins and the Royals. I said, one game behind the Orioles in the AL, but then you've got the Twins and Royals that make up like half of the top six. So the AL Central's cooking over there, and then the NL Central has like the Cardinals and who is it? It's someone else. The Brewers.
The Brewers,
In the top five.
The Cubs are awful. Just awful.
The Cubs, they could be better. They're not like terrible.
They're
White
terrible.
Sox.
No, they're terrible. Go look it up. They're like, I mean,
they're a 40-win team.
With a $230 million payroll.
I'll tell you something else. The White Sox are rough.
Yes, yeah, sure. The I'll tell you another thing about the Guardians. Not only are they the best team in baseball right now record-wise, but guess who has the first pick in the draft in 2 weeks?
We do.
Guardians. Really? Yes.
Man, I didn't even know that.
Yeah. That's crazy.
As I said, the Central Divisions, and mainly the Guardians, yes, got good overnight. I don't know how it happened. But, yeah,
good on him, though. Francona's not the manager still, is he?
No, he's not.
Okay.
I don't even know the name of the new guy. I forgot it. But, yeah, Francona, he's been gone, I think.
All right.
I ain't complaining. But, yes, congrats to my Guardians for sure. Not biased at all. Looking at the NBA here, we got the Golden State Warriors. Of course, they lost Klay Thompson to the Dallas Mavericks. They're trying to gain back some of the veteran experience they lost. They're signing Buddy Hield. He's 31 years old. It's in a sign-and-trade with the Sixers. He was sent to Golden State, where he's guaranteed $21 million over the course of 2 years. Hield averaged just over 12 points per game in Philly last season. So a depth player for sure, but, you know, what are you going to do? Oh, my goodness. They're showing, like, a live feed on WEAR of the beach. There is not a single spot available in that parking lot. Oh, that looks like a nightmare. All of a sudden,
just
I'm glad to be working.
Wait till next week this time.
Oh, man. Yeah. Don't even get me thinking about it, because I'm going to be out there, as you know, right? Did you know I was going to be out at the air show for News Radio?
What day?
It's July 13th. That's the thing. Like, I was going to be out there for promotions, and then we talked about me being in the studio, but then it's like, okay, well, because we've got some kind of clashing situations there, I think I'm going to be out there, but I'm going to be, like, on air as well, perhaps with Andrew or something. It's going to be something like that. We don't know yet. We're ironing out details. But either way, July 13th is going to be hectic, so thanks for reminding me. Let's see. Probably should have touched on this before I went to the NBA. The MLB has announced the starters for the 2024 All-Star Game. Three members of the Philadelphia Phillies infield have been selected to play in the game, as Bryce Harper, Trey Turner, and Alec Bohm are all slated to start. The New York Yankees, Houston Astros, Cleveland Guardians, Baltimore Orioles, Milwaukee Brewers, and San Diego Padres all had two starters chosen to represent their teams. And joining the three Phillies on the National League team will be William Contreras, Ketel Marte,
yes,
Shohei Ohtani, Jurickson Profar, golly, what are these names? Fernando Tatis Jr., I know that one, and Christian Yelich. Okay.
Yes. it was the tennis names that got him yesterday, but I saw this and I'm like, oh, there's a lot of baseball names there.
Yes.
So we like to, I'll take the AL.
Okay, good.
Yordan Alvarez, Vlad Guerrero Jr., Gunnar Henderson, Aaron Judge, who, by the way, is he's leading like the Triple Crown categories in the American League. He's on a tear. Stephen Kwan, Jose Ramirez, Adley Rutschman, and Juan Soto. Reserves will be announced on Sunday, with the Midsummer Classic being played on July 16th.
Let the record show, I wouldn't have been tripping up if I got names like Aaron Judge and heck, Stephen Kwan and Jose Ramirez, they're on my team. Ramirez is like my favorite player in the league right now.
You may have been, though.
Yeah, okay. NFL, we got some good news for Cowboys fans, if there are any left. Star quarterback Dak Prescott out of his walking boot. Concerns came after he was seen in a photo wearing the boot while on vacation, and neither the exact time of the photo nor the cause of the injury has yet been confirmed, but it appears he will be good to go for Dallas's first training camp practice in a few weeks. Prescott, of course, led the NFL in passing touchdowns last regular season with 36. Also in tennis, we're back to difficult names, I'm sure. Day four at Wimbledon, on the men's side, Novak Djokovic defeated Jacob Fernley in four sets. American 14 seed Ben Shelton, there's an easy one, won in five sets to advance to round three. And on the women's side, American 12 seed Madison Keys advanced to the third round after winning in straight sets, while American 5 seed Jessica Bakula lost in three sets.
Yeah, and Ben Shelton, if you may recall, he was the American from the University of Florida last year that went against all the way in a surprise run against Novak Djokovic in the final of the U.S. Open. So he's doing good in Wimbledon there. Update on the roads and weather, anything new, or can we press on?
Yeah, I'm not really seeing anything. Just look out for that beach traffic if you're heading out there.
Yeah, and then again, right now, 89, heat index of 97. Rain should hold off down to around 78 degrees overnight tonight. 70% chance of some showers and thunderstorms with a mix of sun and clouds and a high of 92 on Friday. Health, business, and science. A rocket carrying nano satellites is heading to space. The Firefly Alpha mission was pushed back twice this week and finally lifted off last night from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. The Noise of Summer mission is carrying dozens of small handheld satellites called CubeSats that'll conduct scientific research in low Earth orbits.
CubeSats. That's cute. Yeah. Airbnb is trying to keep wild 4th of July parties from being booked through its website. Michael Kastner has more on that.
Companies cracking down on unauthorized parties for the holiday, saying it's eyeing one-night and two-night reservations as potential problems. Airbnb says it's reached out to numerous law enforcement agencies across the country to help quell any massive parties that could break out and cause issues. I'm Michael Kastner.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we've been talking about this leading up to July 4th. We've been talking about all the traveling. We've been talking about the partying and how it's a big thing. Just be safe. That's all we can say.
Yeah. Let's see. So today, of course, with it being July 4th, we had the famous Nathan's famous 4th of July hot dog eating contest on Coney Island. Did you get to see any of that? I can't stomach it, man.
It's gross. It's a gross grotesque process.
Patrick Bertoletti won this year's mustard belt. The 39-year-old from Illinois chowed down 58 dogs and buns in 10 minutes. Second place, Jeffrey Esper, scarfed down 53. I did do a little bit of research. The 58 hot dogs would not have beaten any of Joey Chestnut's totals since 2011. Wow. So is this have like an asterisk on it?
No, I was just about to make a joke about that after you were done with the write-up. Yeah, there's going to be an asterisk put next to it because Joey Chestnut was not allowed to compete. I mean, you can't look at it as, oh, he's dominated all these years, and the first year he is withheld from the competition, somebody else wins. Come on. I'm not trying to take away from this guy, of course. He played his competition. You play who's in front of you. But no, people are going to be saying, yeah, this was Joey's to lose until they said he couldn't compete.
And Joey did a separate challenge. I forget the base. Was it Fort? I know it was in Texas, but he was competing against Army service members. I want to say it was Fort Bragg. I don't think that's right, but it might be.
It might have been.
But yeah. So on the women's side, Mickey Sudo won with 51 hot dogs, the 10th time that she has won the competition. Despicable Me 4 brought in $27 million yesterday in its first day in theaters, projected to make $120 million over the five-day holiday period. Go ahead.
And Sean Diddy Combs is facing new allegations of sexual assault and sex trafficking. On Wednesday, a woman named Adria English filed a lawsuit against a disgraced rapper claiming that he groomed her into sex trafficking and that she was assaulted as a result. English claims that Diddy initially hired her to work at parties as a go-go dancer, but eventually she was forced to have sex with multiple men.
$4.50, we'll take a break on that note. Back with maybe a conversation. What are some of the best renditions of the national anthem, as well as some of the worst?
That's going to be a good prompt. I like that.
We'll be back in just a moment. Pensacola right now.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent. So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle.
Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle. This back-to-school season, Tide and Downy are giving back with $1.5 million in scholarships. Enter to win. No purchase necessary. US/TC 17+. End September 30th. Rules. Tide.com/scholarship/official rules.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
2017. Congressman Matt Gaetz forms a close friendship with future convicted sex trafficker Joel Greenberg, who says they had a unique synergy. Greenberg reportedly uses a sugar daddy app to find college girls and pays for sex on the congressman's behalf. That's a close friendship with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
we've got passion, we've got determination. Like
4:52. Happy July 4th. Happy Independence Day. Joe and Austin hanging out with you here. Almost wrapped up with hour number one on Pensacola right now. Appreciate you tuning in. If you're on your way to fireworks or parade, do they have parades around here?
If they were advertising one, I was not listening.
No, that you would think with as many parades as we do around here that there would be a big July 4th parade, but maybe it's just too hot.
Well, and with it being downtown and them already doing like a fireworks show, I mean,
yeah.
They may not want
to
have to.
It just occurred
that.
To me because growing up, you know, in our in Columbus, Ohio, and in the every suburb had a parade. There was there would be a parade, and then the big fireworks show for the city of Columbus called Red, White, and Boom would be the night before, but so the parade would be a little bit later on in the day. But on July 4th, that's what everybody did, would just go to the parade that was closest to you. But yeah, we don't, for as many parades as we do around here, July 4th parades, for whatever reason, just don't seem to be a thing. My assumption, without having talked to anybody about it other than you, is it's just too hot.
That's got to be one reason. Yeah.
But anyway, so of course, we're having some fun today. July 4th themed bumper music and different conversations about funny moments or just memorable moments having to do with July 4th. We were talking about national anthems. And of course, you can't watch a sporting event without having a national anthem performance, and some good, some not so good. Austin, in your head, do you have a top most memorable national anthem performance that you can recall?
Yes, I do.
All right.
It was, and you know, obviously I was familiar with this, but I had never stopped and listened to it because it was before my time, and you know, I just never really sought it out. But I remember Colin Cowherd was talking about the most impactful moments in Super Bowl history, and one of them was Whitney Houston.
Yes.
Yeah. And he said, I still cannot listen to that without getting teary-eyed. It's that powerful. And that's the thing. I'm like, okay, well, let me see what all the hubbub's about. So I watched it, and I'm not going to lie, man. There's been more than once that I have cried looking at my computer, listening, watching her rendition, because it's very powerful, but also there was like the Persian Gulf stuff going on.
It started 10 days before that.
Exactly. And you had like signs, you know, like in Chants of USA or whatever. And right as she got to Brave, right as she was hanging out that last word, the flyover. And man, it's so amazing.
And you listen to some of the Bills and the Giants players that were a part of that game. Of course, that Super Bowl finished with the Scott Norwood wide right. They were talked about how they had the snipers that were within you could see the snipers and the choppers, the Blackhawks were flying so low around the stadium. It was just a super powerful powerful moment here. So 4:55, we'll play that rendition. We'll save it for the last one, because I've got in my opinion is the most memorable worst version of the national anthem, at least in mine. But I love it. 4:55, Austin. Anything going on on traffic right now?
Still at this moment, got pretty heavy traffic. Whether it be you're trying to get onto Navarre Beach or get off, but outside of that, there doesn't appear to be too much going on.
All right, and weather again, mix of sun and clouds. Probably more clouds than sun right now. 89 degrees with a heat index of 97 degrees. So Carl Lewis, you may know him as a terrible anthem singer. You may know him as an Olympic caliber sprinter. For whatever reason, they let him sing the national anthem back in 1993.
I don't know this one.
It was, you do not know this one.
Not by how
really?
You describe it. No. I'm scared
okay,
to hear it.
Okay. He is singing this. This is before an NBA game between the Chicago Bulls and the New Jersey Nets.
Oh, man. It was MJ era.
MJ era, yes. January 27th, 1993. Enjoy.
Last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars.
So far, so good. Not,
yeah,
not too bad.
The perilous fight for the rampart we
all right.
watch.
Okay.
We're so gallantly streaming.
He's about to attempt a high, isn't he?
And the rockets reflect.
Uh-oh.
The bombers singing it.
that a black was still there. I'll make up for it now. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land, o'er the land of the free?
There's no way I'm hitting that high note. Oh, Carl Lewis.
Oh my
you had
God.
Not heard that before.
No, thank God. And, oh my. And now you played it for me. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, so that is my most memorable. I know there's some others, so over the next couple of hours, we'll have some fun with that. Whitney Houston, though, here it was. You've legitimately have not heard that because you were, like, clutching your cheeks. You were.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, that's. I didn't,
no,
I've I didn't
never
realize you'd never heard that before. Here's Whitney Houston before the Super Bowl. I was gonna sync that up so perfectly with the end of the hour. Little short on that, but Whitney Houston there. What a voice.